Hola, what's happening? This the Maniacal Menace Councilman speaking from the future about the past and the present. I see light at the end of the tunnel, but there's still danger around the corner. Where's life going? Where's life headed? Who knows what the future's gonna hold? Brace yourself, cause it's coming. We all see it. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram or maniacalmenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up, what's up, what's up? We back again, goddammit, another edition of Tell Me a Joke. I'm the Maniacal Menace, and I'm sitting here with, once again, the lovable, everybody wants to be a DDT. What's up, DD?
What's happening?
Oh, man. This has been...
It was really hood, bitch.
Yes. This has been... We just got off the subject of Jesus. of Jesus and his tuck game.
Tuck Jesus game. Was trans. Everybody
Jesus
knows
that. Jesus was trans.
He was giving us don't... girl with that waist and that hair.
Look at that. Look at that V line. Come on, that V section. Everybody like them hips. That waist.
He was giving us girl that day. Every now and then he gave us a boy. You know, he gave us boys sometimes. He was very fluid.
Long hair, strong man. Everybody like a good strong man. Carried that cross all the way up there, and then still have nerve to be like, "Boom! This is how I like
and
it, bitch."
He,
yes.
And then he folded. Tuck. Wow. And I'm in there. Bitch, did you gag? Cause I gag.
Tuck game on Christ. I love it.
Oh, that's right.
I love it. It has been It has been a wild year. Where we in? We 6 months? 6 months in? 7 months in? Where we at? July?
Time is irrelevant now.
I like that. Yeah. Nobody should even be worrying about time. Mm-hmm. Like, I was talking to my brother and them the other day. I was like, you know, if we went to the carnival and as a black person told one of them people at the carnival games, hey, remember when you had to guess my age and weight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go ahead and try to guess my age nowadays. Motherfuckers don't know what a black person looks like at all or how old they are.
As far as I'm concerned, I ain't had a birthday yet. Took that for me.
I had a Mexican that thought I was 40. I was like, really, my nigga? He was like, you look like you got wisdom to you. I was like, oh, all right. Nope, not 40. But goddamn, why did you think I was that old? And motherfucking Hector's out here thinking that they know shit when they don't.
God bless them. God bless all the Javis and the Hectors and the Rubens in the world.
It's been,
where would we be without
everybody? Oh, where would we be? Not getting canceled. How about that? How about that? This is exciting because motherfuckers are out here just. I've been saying it. I've put it in a poem. Like, cancel culture. This is the time. This is the time. You think that it will kind of fade away or something like that? That people will stop telling on people or worrying about what other motherfuckers have been doing?
Of course not.
But nowadays, it's like, no. You need to right your wrongs, sir.
It's quite the opposite. I think people... The thing about cancel culture that people don't understand is it's a way to redirect attention from your own problems.
Huh.
So right now, people got a lot of problems that they don't want to deal with.
So many problems, because...
So cancel culture, I feel like, should be at an all-time high. Because all time. People doing trying to forget that they fucked up in their own life.
Exactly.
And that they got a toxic-ass homegirl that they slept with their old man.
Mm-hmm.
And you still friends with that bitch.
You got all this time to sit in your house and reflect on the dumb shit you did. Now you don't want to really fess up to it. So it's like, well, fuck that. Let's cancel these motherfuckers.
So you won't yell at Jada Pinkett and cheating. Bitch, shut up.
Cheating. And it's, see, that's the thing.
Your man is fucking some bitch right now.
You don't even see Will coming out saying nothing about it. And what happened at the time when Will was fucking with the white lady? That's in all his movies. And nobody, I mean, that was an agreement that they had. As long as he can look himself in the mirror,
you know,
And yeah, I was like, all right, Jada, that's how you feel.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. I genuinely, to my heart, don't give a fuck about who anybody is fucking. Mm-mm. To my very core, I could care less. Like, the fact that this is coming out, like, I'm just so... I was immediately over it. It's like, okay, girl, why? So I'm going to have to hit this all week about all this housing in the dick? Okay, all girl, week. If that's what we doing.
Was it enjoyable? Like, remember when Usher came out and it was like, Usher been giving bitches they had that thick chick that came out and was like, Usher gave me some type of disease.
It was the herpes.
The herpes. Yeah.
And that was another one. It's like, girl, I'm going to have to hear about Usher's herpes all week, bitch.
I was like, you're the only one that came out. I wonder if other better people came out. Doesn't even matter what the dick was like, though. That's what I want to know. Since you're coming out telling.
Girl, I don't care. I don't care who fucked who. I don't care what happened between y'all. Like, I'm just, like, even in my own life with just my friends, like, baby, I don't care who you fucking. I don't. You don't have to tell me nothing about it.
I hate it in the process. It's like, why you come out and say this now? Why didn't you say that back then? Like, why do you feel this is the time now?
Because
is
it because
you want
check.
Recognition?
Because she want a check.
Yeah, because they want a check now.
Because she stood up there with her big ass with Gloria Allred standing behind her. With all them cameras flashing in her face talking about, Usher gave me herpes and I care a lot about my health, madam.
Did you care about it at that time? Because it was Usher.
You are 4,000 pounds. How much do you really care about your health? Don't lie to me, bitch. Don't come and sleep in front of my face and lie to me. Like, don't play me like that. Just say you want the money. Say you want, don't do this.
That's
I care about my
like.
Health. Bitch, you
that's
don't
what
care.
That sound like. I want to know the chick that came out and was like, yeah, because when cancel culture first came about and everybody was trying to cancel everybody and was like, yeah, Jamie slapped me in the face with his dick. And it was like, well.
Wow. Well, how
did
about
you,
that?
Did you think about this twice before you decided to put it out there to see if you was going to get some recognition from it? Yeah, you got recognition, all right. Why are you so close to this man dick like that you getting slapped in the face?
Right, like,
let's
you
talk
doing
about
down there?
That situation, right?
What were you doing down there in the first place?
You gotta... Two wrongs don't make a right.
Like, Jamie Foxx walked up to you in the grocery store, you know what I'm saying, on the cereal, I tapped you on the shoulder, hey, what's that? And he slapped you in the face with a dick.
Boom. It's very random. It's very especially in the grocery store, if that's gonna happen.
Right, Jamie Foxx...
Yeah, I mean, because it's so outlandish that you just brought it up like that. That it seemed like if you wanted something to come from it, it had to happen randomly. Like this, like you wasn't there. Like you didn't want this dick in your face.
Right.
Like
right.
After you saw Django and you was like, well, I want to see what that's like close up.
Jamie Foxx doesn't have a big dick though. I've seen him wear those tiny shorts.
I've heard that the Django situation wasn't really anything real. It was just like a prosthetic dick.
Yeah, like I've seen pictures of his actual penis and his actual
dick. Oh yeah,
I've
just seen his actual dick.
Well, not his actual dick, girl.
Just in...
So, look.
Uh-huh.
I am an avid bird watcher.
Okay.
So, because of this, when I see pictures of dudes, my face, or when I see
immediately,
dudes, my eyes go directly to the pants.
Yeah.
And the bulgage.
The bulge, right.
And, you know, I be looking at all kinds of things. I be looking at girth, shape, length.
I myself have mentioned
definition.
I do not mind a decent bulge, because if that's what you're doing today, you understand that you got this bulge, sir. Like, a bulge is not like it's not like you don't feel it. You understand that you got a bulge going on, and you know what you're doing in life. You know exactly what you're doing.
You know.
So don't be like, but you don't really hear dudes coming out and be like, hey, excuse me, my eyes are up here. You know, nobody, no dudes
well,
are going out there
list.
Saying
like
that.
I'm way more smooth about it than niggas are. Like, I'm not about to.
Oh, no, no.
To have a full conversation with your dick.
I get disgusted with it, because I'm like, what are you doing, sir? Like, how is this, like, was this your plan today? Mm-hmm. Is that what you came out here to do? Okay, sure.
Don't even get me started on sweatpants. Sweatpants are such a distraction to my life. I could have gotten so much work done.
Oh, yeah?
I probably could have been further along in my comedy career if it wasn't for wearing sweatpants.
So, would you think that sweatpants probably need to be canceled like gauchos?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I need them to stay a part of my life. I just need to have better self-control.
I want gauchos to come back. You didn't like gauchos? Look at this shoe face that you're giving me.
Gauchos, Kyle.
Gauchos.
I actually did own a pair of gauchos. They were plaid. They were like orange and brown plaid, and I lived.
Ooh, gauchos was something. Like, gauchos,
it was cute for me.
Before the sundress was the sundress, like, motherfuckers had gauchos, and it was like, I don't think you ever supposed to wear drawers with these. And if anything, no, I've seen somebody with some loose gauchos on, and I'm like, you're not wearing these properly, ma'am. You need to get the right size.
Mine were very snug in the ass, but and very loose in the leg, like they're supposed to be.
Yeah, like they're supposed to be. You know, coming down the street like a Clydesdale.
And I had a freaking time, and it blew my mind. She was so unique and no, so fine. She made me feel like a king in other things. In my head, I hear the bells ring, but I'll be okay, and I'll be all right. But I never forget what we did last night.
Ha! Song break. I'll get your shoulders moving.
She's the one who's in demand, and she's the one who'll take your man with fresh things on. Is this song is about me? Yes.
I'm not going to be one of those people that be like, I don't own the rights to this music. Nah, fuck it. It's there.
We don't own the rights to Cameo's music. As we were both babies at the time. Probably infants. I may not have been born. I don't even know when this
probably, came probably. If this was before 85.
It might have been 84.
Might have been 84. This sounds like some early
80s.
86? It sounds early 80s or mid 80s.
I'll get this at 86.
Yeah.
86, 87. And I was definitely here for, I was a toddler. So I'm also an 85 baby.
85, yeah. 85 South. Man, I've been giving more appreciation to DC Young Fly.
Why?
Just because, like, he's himself.
True.
He is definitely himself, and he ain't changed shit about it. He ain't changed shit, and just the things that I've been seeing him do, it's like, oh, you're not trying to be no fake person. You're not trying to, like, try to be somebody else since you're becoming more popular. You're just being DC Young Fly, and it's like, all right, good. I like that. It doesn't seem like... At one point, I just didn't want to like him. For my hating stance, I guess.
I mean, he is himself. Like, I understand that. I understand that he's... Individuality is good, yes. Uh-huh. It's good to not be afraid to be your weird self.
Right.
I feel that. But again, I don't know what he's actually done that's good.
When you put it that into that sense... Nope, wasn't looking at it like that. Wasn't looking at it like that at all. Because I'm looking at him like one of those niggas like, oh, you blew up off of this shit, which is not saying that you've accomplished anything. You got real famous during this period in time. Uh-huh. During this period in time, you did the right thing at the right time to get you noticed, and now, boom, you've got world fame. And now that kind of paved the way for everybody to do that. That little split screen, let's talk about this motherfucker type thing. Now you see a lot of people doing that. And I think he was like, you know, in that realm because it was Vine. What did he get famous off of?
Vine?
I think it was Vine or something like
Vine?
That. It was something, but, you know, he was the guy that, bring that ass here, boy. And we would talk about people. And now you see everybody doing that little split screen. Let me talk about this person, which is, okay, cool. You can rip, but you capitalized on your weirdness and... Mm-hmm. He was like, fuck it, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this out and see if people like it. And it got places. And that's why you get a whole bunch of other dumb shit that people are doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, we got to go through this phase now.
Well, I find all of it just very exhausting because...
Oh, very much so.
I always have the same problem in my life as far as anything I do. I feel like I don't fit nowhere. So...
Yes.
Me not... Like, me seeing all these things that other people have done and me looking at it like, but I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that at all.
I don't want to do that either.
Nope.
I don't want to do that either. Well, what do I want to do?
We see we're our own lane creators. We got like a sixth lane over here that everybody's like, what y'all doing over there? Don't come over here, motherfucker. I made this for myself. You can come when I let you come, but right now, let me just be me. Let me be great in my own little lane.
Right, let me do me over here.
People like to come over and it's like, well, since you're doing that, how about you do this?
No, see, leave me alone.
That's why I don't want you over here, because now you're saying shit, and I'm comfortable with doing what I'm doing right now, but apparently you want to try to change shit up. No.
Well, men do this to me a lot. Men that I just meet on the street, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is just striking up a conversation with me at the bar, whatever. And I tell them, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm a comedy writer. They say, oh, really? Well, what's your Instagram? You got viral videos? I said, no. I said, I'm an actual comic.
Ooh.
I'm an actual comedian. like in a real way.
That'll and stir up some feelings right there.
Well, I mean, I bet it will. But so they say, oh, well, you gotta have viral content. You gotta have viral content. And I always resent the fuck out of it. And I just glare at them and say, I don't do that. Because when they say viral content, I know what they mean. I know they mean, like, the TikToks. I know they mean the Vines. I know they mean, like, the DC Young Fly stuff, the King Dash stuff. Like, I know what they mean.
Right.
And actually, I don't knock those people what to do because I think, like, a lot of them are really creative and funny. Like, King Karan. I used to love King Karan. And, you know, like, Katie Don and, you know, people like that. I actually enjoy their work. Right. But it's different from what I do.
Right. Because I've seen, you can see them, like, actually try to transition to stage life. And it's like, you can't edit. You can't edit right here. Oh, you just got to go with this feeling. And if that's what you're feeling, that's not how everybody else is feeling. Yeah, that's about to fuck you up. And I've seen it dismantle some of them.
Yes, I have.
And I love it. I fucking
love it. I can't be mad at it, but what I hate is where they think that they can do what I do easily.
Yeah.
Or people discredit what I do because they see them talking about, oh, well, they have all these followers and they get all these millions of views and stuff. And you just do, you know, these stand-up shows. Where, you know, maybe at the most 300 people might be in attendance, but what I'm doing is a real thing. Like, what I'm doing is what people wish they could do.
Yeah. Yes.
People aren't able to stand up on stage in front of people like that and be completely comfortable.
And confident.
And not just that, actually say certain things that people would be afraid to say just in general conversation. You wouldn't even bring this up. You know what I'm saying? At the ballroom among people. You would be afraid to say this type of shit in the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Yet here I am saying it for everybody to hear and be like, well, that's what it is. Look at your following.
All random, unexpected people that,
you know,
probably don't even follow this type of comedy.
And then say it in such a way that actually can elicit that response on a large scale at once in real time.
Yeah.
So, it's just different. And I just need somebody to put respect on our name as stand-up comedians. Because stand-up comedians, everybody wants to, you know, laud Dave Chappelle and talk about he's the greatest. But Dave Chappelle wasn't making Instagram videos. Really, and maybe he would have. Maybe he would have. Maybe Bernie Mac and them and Monique would
have
been making.
He don't even have an Instagram now because
of you don't have to. You know, this is for us people who are still building a career and who are trying to get our name out there. Who are trying to get our quote-unquote big break. But, you know, what those people did is not that yet. All of a sudden, because now y'all are doing this Instagram shit, what we do, what has been done, is now looked upon as like old hat or whatever, or passé, if you will.
I always look at it as people are always waiting for that certain door to open. And so they got a lot of motherfuckers lined up behind one door. Mm. One door that's only allowing so many people to come through, but they're hoping that they're that next person in line that gets to get through that door. And by the time that door closes, another door opens for some dumb shit to happen, and everybody runs to that door. But there's so many other doors that are unlocked that you can open yourself. And people don't realize that. They're always trying to run to that next door that could possibly be something for them. And it's like,
but there's some people
why be followers?
We're all motivated in different ways. Like, you see people like Major Hype, who I think is, like, one of the greatest, like, performers ever. Like, I love Major Hype. And he does all his stuff on Instagram, YouTube, whatever. And it's hilarious, but it has nuance because he's coming at it from a Caribbean perspective. And so he has that point of view, but it's also really funny the way he kind of captures that culture in a really funny way. So I appreciate people who are able to do something like that. Like, it's maybe the same thing that you've seen before, but it has a different spin on it. Like, it has it's not exactly what everybody else is doing.
It is like, there's always a double-edged sword to the things that I say, because I know that, yeah, it's one thing for everybody to be searching for that one door or trying to hop on a bandwagon, but usually it's not usually hopping on a bandwagon to more as it is somebody building on top of that foundation that you created. And so, like, whenever somebody comes up, you know, it's never always going to be the same. It's always going to be like that rendition of how that person wants to do it, and then that's when things get added to it, and then, you know, it becomes something greater.
Yeah.
And so you can always look at it like that as well, because ever since I've been doing that little comedy porch thing. I've always encouraged other motherfuckers. I'm like, man, if you can do it, get on it.
Yeah.
You know, just to see how your take would be upon it.
I mean to interrupt you. I love that thing that you did, your poem that you did with
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Oh, it needs to be the black man.
Thank you. I loved it so much. And I just said, oh wow, Kyle is just good at things. This is one of those things that I would expect to go viral, I guess.
Yeah.
And I hate that I have that thought. Like, that's all I can think about.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's all I can think
about. I just really wanted people to, like, really notice. Like, because I've been doing stuff like that, but at that time, it was. I didn't think about it as, like, oh, yeah, this is what's gonna take to go viral. I was like, no, this is the right time that this should be put out. Like, cause I'm not a person that likes to put out my really good shit. That's why eyebrows hasn't became a thing yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to keep that to myself until I have the perfect time to. And that right there, I was just like, oh, with everything accumulating, yeah, people probably need to hear this. Yeah. And so this is the perfect time. And you know, everything that just the whole process of doing that was really fun, but it was nerve-wracking in my head because I actually had two camera angles.
Yeah,
I wanted to use my DSL camera, but then I realized that it didn't look the same, and the first time I tried to record, I was looking at both cameras, and it fucked up the effect, and I was like, this isn't what I want. And I was like, fuck, I gotta do this again. I had to do it three times, and the third time was a charm. Like, I was like, fuck it, all right, I'm just gonna go with it. And that was the best one out of all of them. And once I put it all together, like, I was exhausted.
I bet.
Like,
I bet.
After
but
all,
that's why
my
I appreciate
God,
people
it was so
who create,
much.
I do appreciate people who create online content. I guess my axe to grind with them is that they try to diminish what I do just because I do it on stage.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not as important.
And see, but the thing
or
is...
Or like it's supposed to be easy. Because a lot of these Instagram comedian people, they get on stage and they think it's going to be easy. No, nigga, it's
right.
not.
Right. And see, the crazy thing is, that was on stage before it became a video.
Right.
Like,
well, because I know you perform on stage,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and that's where... because the first time I performed that was at a secret house party.
Mm.
Yeah, that was fun. Callie had some fun times. I had some great times with Callie. Secret house parties and shit. I got invited to this. It was a secret message. And I was like, oh, can I bring my roommate? He was like, yeah, I'm going to send her the message and shit too. I was like, okay, cool. When you get in there, you got to take your shoes off. And you got to put your phone in a bag. And they locked that bitch in the garage.
So I'm telling all nigga, I don't take off my shoes in front of strangers.
Man. Oh, I knew I was going to
have to take my
shoes off.
I don't have my toes out in strangers' house.
I had my toe socks on, so I was prepared. They had some lush carpet, and I was like, yes, my feet is out. I could dangle them. And it was so many people in there. And to
no,
so
I don't vibe with that nigga. That shit is gay.
They also had a silent DJ. That was the first time doing that. Everybody in that bitch bobbing their head with headphones on. As quiet as a motherfucker, but that was a fun little vibe. But that was like, I remember I did that there the first time, and the person that made me actually write it to where it is now, because at first it wasn't written the way it was. Like, it was a lot shorter, and I didn't name drop anybody. It was just something that I was putting together, and then like after I heard her, I was like, oh, let me go back and actually put some thought and feeling in this, and boom. And the first time she heard it was at that secret house party, and she cried. And I was like, yes!
That was dope.
Yes!
And
thank
that's one,
you.
And like I said, I hate to think it, but when I saw it, I was like, I really hope this goes viral. But that's what I hate that's how we think now. But that's
It's a crazy way to think. But, I mean, this is just the world that we're adjusting to. Like, I was talking to my sister yesterday, and it's crazy that she was like, yeah, so which mask do you think looks best with this outfit? And I was like, fuck, this is what we're goddamn deduced to now. Just because this world has gone to shit, now we gotta coordinate masks with outfits and shit now.
We don't.
Fuck that. Motherfucker,
I'm wearing the same
white
N95 joint.
I'm gonna get, for certain places, I would like to at least sport a nice maybe Rick and Morty mask, especially if I'm gonna have my picture taken. We'll make sure I'm safe. with a cute, adorable mask on.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I don't. Just, bitch, put your mask on, make your little grocery run, and get your stupid ass back inside. Like, that's how I feel about everything now. Like, it's...
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
that's what goes But I say head. That as somebody who has some misanthropic tendencies and leanings. And, so considering that I already hate humans for the most part,
ooh,
it's easy for me to just be indoors all the time. It's easy for me to just say, well, I really don't, there's nothing out there that I need to see because that's how I felt anyway.
I don't mind missing shit.
I feel like I ain't missing nothing. That's the thing. I never felt like I was missing shit. Of course I miss bars. I do miss dive bars because that's where I used to make all my friends for the evening.
I miss the hang.
I do. I definitely miss that. I miss the comedy hangs.
Yes.
I miss the comedy hangs. I miss performing on stage, but that's about it.
That is just about it.
That's the extent of it.
I don't care for anything else. Like, I'm glad that I'm getting to be able to work during these times, especially since...
Yeah, I'm thankful for the job.
Right, yeah. Right. To be an essential at this moment in time. Because, nigga... The world has gone to shit at this point. But, hey, on the bright side, I guess we can give updates on how niggas is doing. Because, you know, this has been basically a documentation of life and trying to make it as a dreamer. So, I'm able to drive here in a new vehicle that I'm able to pay for myself.
Ain't got good.
I
want to do it.
Boy, have I been praying. Boy, keep it up, goddamn.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, I love
Melody.
It.
Bless it. Rain down.
Yeah, yes.
Rain down on
me.
There you go.
Yes, it has been a long time coming, but it's just... all right, keep it coming then. I see what it was. I had to go through some struggles first before I can get to the promised land. You know, shit. And it's all been here. It's all been here. I just been saying it. It's like, man, I've been going through some bullshit. Now it's just like, oh good. As long as you steadfast and be patient, it'll work out. And it has. Things have just been pop, 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 pop. Like falling in order, so.
Well, that's good.
I'm just kind of wondering what's gonna happen from here.
That's good. I wish I could say the same. I have no idea what's going on. No idea whatsoever. None.
No.
No, I have no idea what's going on. It's just, you know, I've been in stasis already for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's just hard sometimes.
It does get difficult. So see, these are those times we get to think back on when the future is here.
Well, you know, I'm doing good for the most part. I'm just...
You seem comfortable. You seem a lot more comfortable than I've normally... You seemed a lot more stressed down in New Orleans than you do here.
I mean, I was. But it's fine. I think it's just my nature. I'm not patient. Or I'm patient up to a point. Like, I have a point to where I can be patient, and then when I'm ready...
A burden.
And then when I'm ready for shit to move and it's not moving, now I'm mad.
Oh shit.
Like, that's...
You got a fine line to be walking in.
I really do. Like, I'm really patient up until a certain point. And so at the point where I got to look up, okay, and say, okay, well, when? As soon as I got to ask the question, when? Now I'm over it. Like, okay. So how long is this going to take again? Because I'm not feeling this timeline.
Oh.
No longer. So, yeah, when I first moved here, it was good because I had just come out of so much bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the after Katrina waters receded. It was just like, it's a shit show, but at the same time, I'm glad that all this water is off of me and I don't have to worry about drowning at least.
Yeah.
But oh, look at my house. It's destroyed. And it's just like, okay, well, now I have to do something about this. But I'm just thankful that I made it through the storm. I'm thankful that the waters have receded and I'm still here and my family's still here. But at the same time, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's that same feeling.
I've definitely had to deal with that feeling. Not just recent.
That's what it is. So it's like, I guess... And I don't know, maybe I still got some manner of Katrina PTSD.
That is definitely a thing.
It just feels the same. It feels like, okay, well. This is a depressing. It could be feeling. Worse because I was one of those person people I went through, but I was in college. I was in a dorm room, so I really didn't lose anything. I just didn't know. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know, you know, if I had anything left. I didn't know if, you know, I would be able to go back to New Orleans. Like, I didn't know if my friends were okay. You know, and so it was that not knowing. And then the waters receded and things start to be revealed. But it's like, I'm glad that my family's okay. I'm glad that my people okay. Mm-hmm. But now what? Like, now what do I do?
Oh, well, I guess. So, shit, those are the times where you are just thinking. Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of that, too. It's like, all right, I've got this happening. All right, so what's going to happen from here? Then right. What? Then what do I do?
Right, now what's the move? Like, yeah. Because at this point, I'm like, nigga, I'm tired. Like, I'm just.
Yes, very I'm much tired. So. Very
I'm
much so.
Water. Like, I'm went, tired of keeping myself.
Went hard for a long time, and it's like, oh, now it's everything is just shit. So, everything is just shit. Yeah. Who's going to wipe this up? I don't know.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
I don't have the tools. I don't have the tools for this type of job.
At all. Like, God damn it. I wasn't even there to begin with, but now there seems very much impossible just because of the bullshit that we have been put on our plate. And it's like, well.
But it's just been like this weird thing for me because it's like I really have been happy and I really feel like I've been doing good and making a lot of progress. But it'll be like just a certain few days where I'm just like, nigga, this sucks. it'll just come out of nowhere. Like, this weekend has been one of those periods, like, just from like Thursday to now, I just been like, bruh. Like, why am I still alive? Take me out of this, because I am done. But I'm sure like Tuesday I'll come and be like, girl, what were you talking about? What are you doing? Like, you all right, actually. You doing pretty good.
Yeah. Compared to other motherfuckers, like, you're doing pretty well.
Compared to me, fuck. Yeah. Compared to me, where I was before. Like, I'm doing pretty good.
Huh. I've never noticed, but you have a slight cleft in your chin.
I do. I have a booty chin.
Oh, isn't that nice? They say people with cleft chins are slight geniuses or something like that. Oh. I've seen that on something.
That's why Michael Jackson and John Travolta got one put on their face.
Put on their face.
They had somebody, like, dent their face right here so they can have one of these. I don't know why.
That's wild.
I don't know why. Huh. I mean, but people say a lot of shit. I feel like it just means that I have a dimple.
Yeah. It's not as prominent as most people's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't look like a Dudley Do right
now. Peter Griffin. Yeah. Yeah. Peter Griffin.
That's fucking fun. I can't wait till this is over, and I don't know when it's ever going to be over, but it's just like, if herd immunity happens, and everybody gets it, and you just can't, unless another strand comes out, but, you know.
Yeah, who knows, and I think that's what it is, it's just waiting for all of these shoes to drop with the coronavirus shit, with the police brutality stuff, with the class struggles that I'm hoping that people will get around to. Like, girl, we're in a class war. It's not a race war. But it's fine. Eventually, y'all will get there. So I'm tired of waiting for y'all to get to the class war part, I think. I think I'm just waiting for y'all to get to the point. It's like, hey, y'all, it's not that we different colors. Rich motherfuckers just want us to fight all the time.
Yeah, so they can profit off of it.
Right, like, it's not about transgender. It's not about, you know, lesbian, bi, whatever. It's not about none of that. It's about rich people wanting us to stay underfoot. And it's easier to control us and keep us distracted if we're constantly fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, girl, whenever y'all get there, just wake me up.
Big states.
Just say, oh, Deanna, it started. Oh, okay, I'm outside.
Somebody, oops, accident and fucked up the world. That's a big oops.
But we outnumber them so greatly.
Mm-hmm.
But even though we outnumber them, they have so many of us in their pockets.
So many.
They have so many sycophants and just, you know, just people who are just as greedy and, what's the word, miserly and.
That's a good one.
And hateful, that they want to be the 1%. They want to be that, so they'll do anything to aid and abet the agenda of the 1% in the hopes that they'll be, you know, included in the ranks. But they don't know, man. You a pawn too.
For what?
You a pawn too. But so that's the problem. There's just so many people that are obedient to that power. and who are enamored by it and just hypnotized by that vision of power. Like, people so fucking stupid. Like, why y'all worried about what the NFL think? Girl, just turn off the fucking TV. Like,
you
just
have to listen.
You right, you know, who cares what statement Amazon put out, girl?
It gives my stuff.
I do not give a fuck. Like you were still sitting over there, a multi-billionaire, and why? About to be a trillionaire. Why? What one person needs all that wealth, all those resources? Nobody. That's what needs to be focused on. So, nigga, fuck what you said. Why do you have so much while we have so little? What's that about? But, you know, again, I'll wait.
Ain't nobody giving no handouts, neither.
I need to just get my body in shape, Lord.
And buy your machete? Yeah. We Hotel Rwanda in this motherfucker now.
You gotta get that machete ready. That's all it's about, bro. You just gotta be physically in shape and ready to do battle hand to hand.
How many of those?
I can fight, but you know.
How many of these cervezas do you have?
That's the last one, sugar.
That's the last one there. That's a beautiful bottle. This one looks more of a purple than a teal.
Yeah, they have like different colors.
Okay, so I'm not tripping.
No, it's different colors, you know. Be what I make go. Viva Mexico.
Salud, man. The world has been. Yes, this is. Yeah. It's crazy how we gotta live through life now.
Yeah.
It's almost becoming like these goddamn Blade Runners and Running Mans and Total Recall type movies now.
What you're looking for is dystopian nightmare.
I had a poem about dystopian madness. It's about what you call it from Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, cool.
Little chick, little androgynous chick.
Oh yeah.
From Ed. There we go.
Yeah.
Ed from Cowboy Bebop.
I haven't watched Cowboy Bebop so long.
That's my shit. That's the whole fucking the beginning of this podcast. That's what that is. The song? Yeah, that's the Cowboy Bebop intro.
Cowboy Bebop.
Intro and outro. It's just slowed down. But yeah, that was my shit. Oh, my brother-in-law brought it. You remember Bally Animals?
Who?
Bally Animals, the shoes?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember Geranimals. I remember Geranimals. It was Geranimals and... It was Garanimals and something. Oshkosh Begosh.
Oshkosh Begosh. Yes. I used to be an Oshkosh Begosh wearer. Yes. I used to have the suspenders and the Velcro lace-ups. The Velcro strap-ups.
The Oshkosh Begosh.
Yeah, yeah. That was the Oshkosh kid for a while.
I definitely was.
For a while. That was with the little pocket in the front. Yeah, you can stick shit in there.
Yeah. I had
that with my little Tonka tool set my dad bought me. That little plastic. Tools broke quick. But it was fun. I felt like a worker.
I felt like a good goddamn
worker. Huh. The 90s was nice. I miss them. It'd be nice if it was still in that, but it would be very... If this would happen in the 90s, we wouldn't be ready.
The 90s was such a weird time.
I think we would...
Coming out of the 80s, which was even a weirder time.
It would have been... I think we would have did okay back in the 90s. I think people would have stayed inside. People would have probably stayed inside.
I don't think our consciousness was at the place that it would need to be. Like, because the 80s, we were in such a deep sleep as a society.
Wow.
Like, on the one hand, you had, that affluence and the avarice of, Wall Street and white America and that lie that they was living. And then you had, the reality of just poverty and disease and addiction that was going on in the black and black communities, you know. And so it was just like this.
Crack off. That changed.
It was just really like a tale of two cities type shit, but it was really ugly and just ugh. It was really fucked up.
Very much so.
Just
my mama was a product of that.
You know, it was just a dark time, but they
very much so.
It was a dark time, but people made it but on the surface, it was like a commercial. Like America was like this long commercial, and it made it look like
something that you can watch and learn from, because that's some for some of the reasons. Of from noticing shit back then that happened way back then, especially with my mom and shit, mm-hmm. some of the reasons why I don't do some of the things I do now,
yeah.
as just like a learning factor. It's like, oh no, I've seen that on TV somewhere. No, it wasn't TV. It was life, nigga. You lived it. And, but now in my head, that's what it seems like because I'm so much older now.
Right.
But, you know, going through that shit as a younger child, it's like, is it this ain't normal, but, you know.
It is what it is. Like, this is where we are.
It seems natural, you know, but I didn't notice that my white friends didn't go through the same thing.
Right.
So, you know, it hits me now, and it's like, oh, okay. Oh, you always had both your parents? How's that feel?
Well, and somebody like me, the way I grew up, I always had both my parents around. My daddy always worked. My mom always worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a stable household compared to the other people I knew and the people that I was around. So, but at the same time, my daddy, even though he worked in the oil field, he had a good job, but he had to constantly deal with racism. To the point where he's turned down promotions. Like, to the point where it's like he didn't even want to advance because of the way.
It was disgusting out there. Yeah.
Like, would have to put up with.
Uh-huh.
So, because, like, at one point he did take, like, this really big promotion, and he stepped down, like, within a year. He was like, nah, I can't fuck with these. Like, I can't do this. Just as a black man, I can't deal with this.
Once the power gets there, they no one cares to shade whatever they were doing. It's just like, oh, you just going to be blatant with it? Oh, you don't give a fuck that I'm here.
Right.
You just continue doing what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was just so much. And then my mama working with the city, like, she, well, not the city, the parish, she always had to deal with such racism. And then as a black woman, being paid so little and having to work so hard and just not having really... just like a dead end job.
Yeah.
But they expect you to be like grateful for it. And you know, they expect you to kind of like know your place, kind of.
That's that bullshit.
So that's what I grew up in. And it was just always this racism that was just always a part of my life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't subtle at all.
No.
There was nothing subtle about racism in Houma, Louisiana. Nothing.
Oh, so no. It was definitely just, not in Houma. You out of the sticks.
So it was
definitely
just like,
don't get it.
So they didn't give a fuck. And then when you wanted the good blacks, they feel like they could, you know.
The good blacks.
They feel like they could tell you all kind of shit.
Oh, Lord.
Like, oh, you're not like them. What?
What does that mean?
What?
I don't understand. That boggles my mind how you think that way. I'm not like one of them, but I am one of them. Right, what are you saying?
Right, so my 90s was the 70s, basically.
Oh, just, shit.
It was just like...
Yeah, you're living in a whole different time period.
You know, it was just so frustrating that these people were so backwards and so far behind society in every way imaginable.
You step out that bubble. Nobody steps out that bubble, but no. Houma is Houma.
Exactly.
Like, everybody knows everybody in Houma. And when people pass through, it's like, oh, you saw that person and it gets through. Yeah, that one new person that didn't pass through, it's just like, yo, I couldn't.
Okay, it was a really insular community. And nobody ever felt like they had to leave. In fact, leaving was like... what, you think you better than everybody?
Shunned upon.
Right.
You know? It's always...
It was just that weird thing.
That's just like Louisiana in a whole.
Yeah, it really is.
Whoa.
It really is.
Motherfuckers come back and get mad that you, oh, bitch, don't come back now. And that's how niggas die. And it's like, jeez. What? I can't go be great and then just try to come back and give to the community? No, nigga, you left. You left us. Dumping at your ass next time I see you. Bitch, you wasn't living like that. I know, man. I mean, these words is a lie, but it's still rap, man. Man, let me be great. No, nigga, I want your spot. Pow, pow.
Yeah, it's very...
Yo!
Which, and like I said, which is why right now we're going through what we're going through the way we are, because back then I don't think we would have been able to step into the moment even this way. Mm-hmm. And I think it has to go this way. Like,
yeah.
This definitely
needs to happen.
It has to go this way. Like, everything that's happening, this is what... I guess this is what we need, maybe, to wake up.
This is the order, and I have spoken.
Right, like, I'm just, like, living with it. I'm just, like, I ain't gonna fight against
nothing. You definitely seen this coming, especially when it's not rare that everybody sees somebody die on film, on camera. You don't normally see someone completely lose their life.
Correct.
And then, like, you don't normally have the entire world protesting for one incident. I mean, it's not just for one incident, but because of this one incident that sparked the entire world to come and get together and protest for some shit, for a stand for something.
It's well, it's like, the perfect storm because a
the perfect storm.
We have a global pandemic where a lot of productivity, a lot of our work has slowed down, and especially in America where niggas been on quarantine for a while.
I'm already upset.
And not just upset, like I'm stopped more than I usually am.
Very agitated.
Right, I'm sitting still longer than I usually do. That's number one, so I have time to pay attention. Number two, I'm, you know, worked up about all kind of things, but I'm also unemployed now, so I got time on my hands, and I have time to sit and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Three, we have a quote-unquote president who for the past 3 years have been like really just driving people, like driving sane people literally fucking crazy. With the help of his followers.
It's the first guy, the first president I ever paid attention to. And I'm like, this is the wrong time. This is the wrong time.
So we have that. So that preceding this was the most important thing. Like this whole presidency leading up to a pandemic, the way he handled it, the way that America has been shown to be such a fucking farce to the whole world now, it's just so much that has come into play to really just belay this whole notion of a moral America. Mm. To just kind of snatch our wig off the way it needs to be snatched. So now that the wig is snatched, the rest of the world is looking like, yeah, y'all are fucked up for real.
Yeah.
And so, and not just that, Americans are like, yeah, we're fucked up for real.
Yes.
So that's what it is. It's like so everybody much has happened leading to this to make people be like, yeah, we fucked up. It's bad.
It's so bad because everybody's like, man, now you see what y'all making us look like?
Right.
If y'all just gave us what we was asking for in the first place instead of, you put us here, now you put us through this bullshit. Now we just trying to be great ourselves, but you keep trying to bring us back down. It's like, so what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Well, because now the American government is failing everybody just about equally.
Equally. And so, everybody's feeling it now.
It's, you know, like, what I'm saying? Like, it's, they're failing all of us right now. Nobody's really doing good. So,
I like to say, I've put this in a bit, but I like to say they Michigan J'd us. Michigan J Frog.
Hello, my baby.
Yeah.
Hello, my honey.
It's like, y'all see that frog? That frog was just singing. We didn't see no frog singing. But you sure he didn't? I swear, he been doing this his whole life.
He had like a little hat.
He been doing
this
for a very long time. You haven't seen this motherfucker do this? No, we didn't see him. And now that everybody got cameras, they can finally see this goddamn frog singing.
He was there the whole time.
How long has this been going on? Motherfucker, we been saying this nigga been singing.
Literally the whole time.
The entire time. We're so sorry. We didn't believe you the first time. Oh, well, okay. Think we just gonna make some shit up like that?
Well, sure. No, I don't think it was that black people weren't believed. I feel like the American attention span is short. And when it happened, it was easy to go on to the next thing. Because we got basketball games to watch. We got football games to watch. Mm. We got baseball. We got kids to bring to school. We have jobs to do. We don't have all that right now.
Mm. Then people just got nullified to it. It's like, oh, another black guy died. All
right.
Who we pray for? Okay. All right. Back on to these games now.
Right. They had a moment of silence at the beginning of the NBA game. All right. So we did what we did. That's our part.
Back at it.
We had our moment of silence.
I got so much money on this game. If we don't get back to it, I'm going to lose.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all about money to you. Okay.
But yeah, we don't have the distractions that we usually have, all the things to keep us preoccupied. So it's like, now you got to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Can't ignore it now.
No.
Can't ignore it now. People are worked up. People are upset. People are mad and they want to see shit change. And, you know, this is just an excuse, I think, for most people to just act bad, but to exact their rage on society and the powers that be. But at least give these people hell, man. I don't give a fuck what y'all giving them hell, but just burn down some more shit, man. Burn down some more government buildings. Just make sure everybody's out.
Don't kill nobody.
Please don't hurt people, but burn down all the government buildings. Take down all these fucking statues.
Down all of them.
Y'all can even take the statue of Larry Hagman, even though he was a good dude. But, you know, fuck statues. We don't need statues. False idols and shit.
Right.
You don't need fucking statues of people.
I never cared for them. Like, what if the structure's not built well? Or what if some disaster happens and it gets knocked over and, you know, it didn't. I don't know.
It's just a piece of metal that y'all shaped into the image of somebody that y'all probably hold in too high regard anyway.
It's like nice that that she was able to make that. That's pretty cool. It's very artistic. Sorry that you spent most of your life trying to build shit like that, but I mean, you really don't need it. You know, make me a bong that big. You know, try to save the world that way.
Yeah, but do something better. But it brings us back around to cancel culture, because I feel like with these images that we hold in high regard, like with all these statues and monuments and shit to people, it's kind of like people are finally having to realize that nobody's perfect, but they're not handling it the right way. Mm-hmm. Like, even the people you look up to aren't perfect. They're not.
Definitely not.
They've done some fucked up shit.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you can take Bill Cosby for the best person to look at. He was looked up to by everybody.
You know, everybody loved him.
And then, boom, you see that shit happening. Now that threw people's head through a loop. It's like, oh, I don't know what to think now. It's like, ah, there you go. Feeling fucked up like my childhood, huh?
But it's like we have to tear all down the monuments in our mind. Like, tear them all down. But look at them for what they really were and what they actually did. And look at the whole person and not just these things that we like to compartmentalize about our heroes. And it's okay that they're flawed. But we also have to look at the fact that there are some people who just really did a lot of fucked up shit.
Yeah.
In the name of power, in the name of, like, gaining something for themselves. So, take those monuments down.
Have you seen the Black Militia?
The Black Militia.
The Black people that are dressed up in all black marching down streets.
Oh, you mean Stonewall, Georgia?
Yeah. Is it just in Georgia, or have they gone other places as well?
I saw it in Georgia.
Yeah.
I shared the article. But yeah,
calling the Black Militia.
But yeah, there were them, and I saw some dudes in Shreveport who showed up to because a whole bunch of white people, you know, the Confederates, they went to a government building in Shreveport, and they went out there. You know how they do; they like to show up with their guns. We're here with our guns because the Second Amendment. So, brother showed up. What's good?
What's up?
And not all of a sudden they quiet. Oh well, we were. It was a peaceful demonstration. We peaceful too.
Uh huh.
Y'all got guns, so do we.
Huh.
Y'all think y'all are little motherfuckers who got guns out yet?
Guess how good I am as compared to yours.
Right, like you think you're the only motherfuckers that could peacefully organize with guns?
And we made our guns.
But how all of a sudden now y'all scared? We here with guns. Now it's...
Now
it's a problem. Yeah, but when y'all were out here with guns trying to intimidate people, we supposed to believe that y'all really on some peaceful shit and not on some intimidation scare tactics. But now that we here, now it's a problem. Us black people with guns.
Oh shit, this nigga got guns. These niggas got guns.
So yeah, but that's what I say.
These niggas guns.
But I don't want to see. I don't want to see war. I don't want to see people killing each other. I don't want to see this turn into actual, you know. I don't want it to escalate into actual gunfire.
No,
I don't want that.
It doesn't need to. It doesn't need to.
Well, I pray
at all.
That it don't, but it's just people hiding behind these guns. It's like, y'all gotta put that shit down, bro. Y'all white folks who hide behind y'all guns and shit, man, fuck y'all, bro. For real. Y'all wanna show up to government buildings with y'all guns, talk about we expressing our Second Amendment's right. No, y'all are being assholes and y'all are trying
That's
to scare
move.
People into
That's,
doing what
yeah.
you want them to do.
That's an asshole move.
Stop fronting on us. We're not dumb. We
That's
are not
exactly
fucking
what
stupid.
It is. Yeah. It's just like, this is like a childhood thing. It's like, nigga, I know what you're doing. I see what the fuck you're doing. Like, you might be able to fool my mama, but you're not fooling me, nigga.
Right, like somebody, you supposed to fight somebody, they show up with their whole set, and you came by yourself.
Like,
they not gonna do nothing. Really,
yeah,
nigga?
Are they not? Why they hit it?
Why are they
Why
here?
They hit it?
Because it's between me and you.
Mm-mm.
Why you brought six other motherfuckers with you?
I don't believe you. You always on that shady shit. You always been on that shady shit. Ever since you took me from where I'm from, you always been on some shady shit. Nah, my nigga. I don't believe you. I never did believe you. No. I won't stop believing you.
But yeah, white America feel like they could bully people into, you know, shutting up. And we not shutting up no more. We not afraid. Y'all gonna have to start shooting niggas at this point. Y'all gonna have to be about what y'all claim.
And then we gonna make sure we do it all the legal way. Right, just so you can't be like, no, he did.
Right. Y'all
gotta Well, you ain't got... Well... Oh...
And that's really how I feel now. Like, y'all motherfuckers gonna have to shoot me.
We gave them these rights, or they got rights. Damn.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to shoot me. If y'all gonna have to show me y'all really about it, because ain't no backing down no more, nigga. We tired of that. We're tired of that.
Mm-mm.
We shooting back at cops these days. What's up? Like, what's going on?
These motherfuckers is dying.
Whew. So yeah, wild. It is what it is, and if that's what y'all got to see to actually understand that y'all, if it's gotten to a point of escalation where you're not even gonna back down, and we gonna have to show you, all right.
Don't be afraid. We're not here to scare you. They're not there to scare you. They're just there to, you know our rights as well.
Right. And we know, but if you
definitely going to protect ourselves.
If you don't want to regard our humanity in the same way that you regard your own, that's fine. We got something for that. We got something for that, too. So, if that, but again, like I said, I don't want no bloodshed. That's the last thing I don't want to see. It's for people to have to die for the same stupid shit we've been dying for so long. Like, y'all have to come to the conclusion that, like, white America has to come to the conclusion that their way of life is not only, you know, it's built on the backs and in the blood of so many people of color, from the Native Americans to African Americans to Mexican Americans to Asian Americans. Y'all did this at our expense. Y'all did all this to our detriment. This America that you see, that you hold in such high regard, this was done by making our lives hell. Mm. Y'all got hell to pay. Mm. It's really that simple. It's really that simple.
Yeah, it's weird. It's.
And if y'all don't want to acquiesce, if y'all don't want to lay y'all guns down.
It's definitely evolution. It's evolution of how far a motherfucker came.
And it's, we're tired, like, of waiting for y'all to admit it. Y'all don't have to admit it no more. It's fine.
Now the wall is up. Now you shall not pass anymore.
Right. Y'all don't have to admit shit. We taking shit. That's it. Like, y'all don't have to admit nothing. Y'all don't have to give nothing. Mm-mm. We're fine. We're taking it at this point.
Right. And we have the capabilities to take it.
Right. We
got all the necessities that we need to go ahead and take it. So, boom. And then everybody else can come on, because we ain't discriminating against nobody. Please come on through.
Yeah, like, come, I just want to see Native American people and First Nation people and Black folk and
Pacific Islanders.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
My Latinx people, my Asian American people. And you know, Asian Americans, they're a different cup of tea. I mean, like, the Asian Americans. I mean, like, my Cali Asian Americans, like the Koreans. And my West Bay Vietnamese Asian Americans.
Them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about
knowing how to hustle.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about,
God,
y'all.
Damn.
I'm talking about the Japanese descended people in Cali. Like,
I consider them the clean Mexicans. I'm like, nigga, y'all pack a house and then take over a section of an area. And boom, that's them. Y'all. Wow.
Because these Indians and all these people coming over right now, God bless them. But they
here's
just
a result from search.
Huh?
They just all.
Everybody's talking about idiots here.
But they just on that white man shit, man. They don't give a fuck about us. They don't give a fuck about nobody here. They just on some immigrant, like, I got an IT job and I make some sense. And I respect it, I guess, but move the fuck out our way. Don't get caught up on the wrong side with the white folks is all I'm going to tell you. Najeeb and them. Don't do it. Don't you do it. Right. You know, all of y'all need to make sure, Deepak, that y'all over there acting right when we see you. Mm. Do what you do, but watch my shoes. But yeah, I just want to see all of us, you know, have each other back.
That's it. Everybody come together. Equality, man.
You know, just everybody just have each other back, man. It's time. We got to band together on this one. It can't be no black versus white versus, you know, straight versus LGBT. Y'all got to leave that shit alone. It's done.
Too many people in this world, and y'all are becoming minority anyway.
Right. So. We know too much about human history at this point to even care about shit like that. Why do we care, you guys? Why are we still letting the superficial shit divide us? Why are we still doing this? It's really just on the surface.
It's a question to ask people.
You know, why are we doing this?
I don't think anybody can answer that.
Y'all so worried about who y'all fucking talking about. Oh, well, I'll have sex with, I'm attracted to people of different sexes and genders and races. Bitch, well, fuck that. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to show some actual unity? Fucking is not real unity. It's just fucking.
No, fucking is just fucking. Yeah.
It's just fucking. The revolution is not going to start in nobody's bedroom, baby. I promise you.
Not at all.
I promise.
Unless you birth the baby Jesus. And that'll continue. You don't got to fuck to make that anyway.
Right, so I heard.
No, right.
I heard.
first time happened that I remember. You know?
Sex had nothing to do with it.
At all.
But everybody want to be so caught up on all this stupid shit to who they fuck has anything to do with who they are as a human being and their morals and what they willing to fight for. It doesn't, girl. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Be real. Let's get out in the streets and do some shit for real. Let's tear some shit down. You want to go tear some shit down?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as long as it's the right thing to tear down to where I don't get into too much trouble. Trying to keep a clean rap right now.
You got just one call.
Yeah. I'm trying to fix my credit, goddammit. Some reason niggas still need credit out of all this. Motherfuckers still
right.
need
credit. Right, we still worry about credit scores right now in 2020.
Still need some type of credit, man.
I be checking my credit every day trying to get my shit right.
Right. That's what I'm doing. I'm like, paying God shit off. Damn.
Like, why am I doing this? The world's about
this
to end
anyway. Terrible. Why does this even matter? Nigga, we're gonna be bartering anyway.
Right. You gonna be stealing fucking rent cool pelts and shit.
It's like I got so much nickel and dime that I can sell. Just regular nickel plated shit. What?
Right, like I need to be snatching copper out of these walls.
Yeah, for real.
That's what I really need to be worried about.
Got a few wrought iron gates I can sell. Nigga, bite that.
That's real wrought iron. That's real wrought iron.
You gonna like that.
Got all kind of jewelry. It's real gold, motherfucker. This
come
real.
On now.
It's real gold.
Give me some. Give me two sheep's head for that, man. You're trying to get fucked up tonight.
So yeah, I just need one side of beef. One side of beef.
Oh, man. Take in the amenities now as we can.
That's right. I'm just enjoying my life, nigga. I mean, some nice little pasta I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. I'm out of beer. I'm about to hit the road. I'm living my best life.
There you go.
That's it.
That's all we need right there. That's good. You know? That's good. That's been enjoyable. Well, thank you, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Kyle.
Enjoy your lives. Stay safe out there. This is around the time, by the time this comes out, hopefully, I think these masks can be mandatory all over.
Reporting
the
live from the post-apocalypse. This is the first thing you hear on the other side. Welcome.
After the fucking foghorn goes off.
Well, so what's that? Oh, that's just the sirens outside. The dogs are loose.
Yeah, it's been a fallout, and we are prepared to hunker down in our bunkers. So we got lots of canned yams. We're gonna be getting thick in this bitch.
I looted a liquor store before we had to go underground, so it's lit.
It's gonna be a good time. Party in bunker 6. Whenever this shit is done with, so
I'm gonna open my kiss anyone who I want because nothing matters. Nothing. Don't even tell me your pronouns. I don't care. Put your tongue in my mouth.
Just to let y'all know, no having babies in the apocalyptic world. All right,
nope,
this is not the time. This is not the time to produce no babies, especially if we go through that quiet place. We don't need that shit happening. We don't need no loud ass babies that can't be controlled and it's supposed to be quiet. Everybody's supposed to shut up because the monster's coming around. We don't need a whining ass baby that cry whenever he want because he don't know. So, till next time, folks. Y'all have a good goddamn night.
I didn't mean to turn you on.